Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swansea's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Sierra Porter Sports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie, and we are live from Lake Havasu High School in beautiful Lake Havasu as the sun sets. It's got a nice fireball in the sky. He can throw a hole in the clouds. We've just had the national anthem. And the crowd is truly filling up. The parking lot is overflowing out there, Paul. Oh,
not when I was here.
we gotta
throw it to break really quick.
Well, let's throw it.
All right. You're listening to Fighting Knights Football on 980 AM at KNTRSports.com. We'll be right back.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Bradley Ford is driven by excellence, and we're dedicated to you. Hey, this is Robert Patch, General Manager of Bradley Ford. We offer a wide selection of new and used quality vehicles, including popular models like the Ford F-150, Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and Mustang. And now we have more to choose from than ever before. Our highly trained service providers at Bradley Ford believe in building lasting relationships with their customers. See us in person or visit BradleyFord.com.
Bradley Ford.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence, drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test so it runs. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. That's why it's hard to stop a train.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then G. Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that, Sparky? I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too. Main Street Havasu.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for a Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
They have some good athletes. They, just like us, it'll be an evenly matched tell of the tape. It'll just be, I think, again, who wins that same turnover margin, who can keep their emotions in check, not to give away any 3 yards, just, you know, who can stay focused the longest. They'll spread the ball around. They do a good job in their passing game. They have a couple good running backs. Their quarterback's very mobile. Defense is very aggressive. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great matchup for us.
what's fascinating to me is you have players that were sophomores when they lost the shovel. Now they're seniors. They're hungry. What's your take?
It's a big rivalry game. Again, like you said, they've got up for the last 2 years. You know, our guys want to win it back. We were pretty close to getting it back last year.
Right.
Just some things didn't go our way towards the end. But again, you know, our guys have had this on their calendar for the whole summer, and I think we'll be ready for this game.
I think it's cool that your quarterback's name is Tripp because he slides a lot. He doesn't trip. You taught him to slide well, or somebody did. I was very impressed by that.
He played baseball for us back in the days as well, through his little league days and a little bit of travel ball and through middle school. So, you know, he's doing a good job commanding the offense, you know, getting the guys set and ready, and, you know, they're rallying around him. So we're really excited with him there and with what the rest of the boys are going to do with him.
And now we are back here at Lee Barnes Stadium in beautiful Lake Havasu City. Rays from the sun are starting to spray across the sky.
Captains are out at midfield, by the way.
Captains are at midfield. Looks like we're going to have Mojave High School receiving the ball for the opening kickoff. And they're shaking hands. They'll be heading on their way. You know, by pure numbers, you can't help but notice that there's a whole lot more players on this Lake Havasu City team than there are on Mojave. Now,
right.
Let's take a look.
Now, we got to take a break, actually. I don't know if we have time, though.
56 seconds.
Now, we're under a minute to half to kickoff. So, yeah, let's go ahead and keep it here. We can make it up.
Okay, we'll make it up, and we'll get back to our sponsors because they are the ones that make it happen.
That's right, that's right.
It should be a good game here tonight. It's an away game for Mojave, obviously, but they have a pretty good crowd with them along the way coming up down the 95. In Arizona, Mojave is ranked number 47 for all high schools and number 5 in the Arizona 4A. And for the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights, they are number 87. Now, it's early in the year, and that's an early ranking, and they are number 18 in the Arizona 4A. So, by the rankings, got to favor Mojave in this game.
Also, okay. By the looks of the roster, you have the first 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 are seniors. That means they were on last year's state team that went to the semifinal.
They were good. I had the pleasure of watching them up at the Anderson Fieldhouse, which was one of the best new fields for all high schools in the entire country.
That's where they play. I forgot they don't play at Thunderbird Stadium anymore.
No, they play indoors.
Wow.
Which is nice. Now, it's not too hot here tonight. It's actually really rather comfortable. A little bit of humidity.
Yeah, it's kind of muggy.
Great view of the lake. Beautiful logo out here. It's a beautiful football field. They really did a fantastic job.
It really has the best view of any stadium, I think, for any high school in Arizona.
In Arizona. And I'll put it up there against Destache. There's the opening kick. A double handoff. He's breaking to the right. He gets outside the hash to the numbers. He's down at the 25. A little bit of shenanigans there on the double handoff on the opening kickoff. Pedro Mirantes, number 1, got it back out to the 25. So call it a gain of 5. And it's 1st and 10 for the Mojave High School Thunderbirds.
Now, last week against Gila Ridge, we saw a lot of good defensive play from Lake Havasu and Gila Ridge. Kept both teams from crossing the 20. It was a really contained game for about the first 10, 12 minutes before things kind of let loose. So it's going to be interesting to see the defensive set here for Havasu.
Okay, number 12 is the quarterback. That's Joe Yoni. He's 6'2", 175.
Senior.
A senior. Had a heck of a year last year. One back, he throws it outside to the left, missed his target to the inside. And if you were looking to jump on that one, it would have been Queens.
You know, in Yoni's defense, he threw it to the inside, like you said, but the receiver turned outside. He turned the wrong way, and obviously they did not connect. But Yoni, you could see the arm already. I mean, that was a dart.
It had speed.
Yes.
There was not a lot of arc to
right.
it, if any at all. Okay, Yoni, pointing left, pointing right.
Joe Yoni,
got a slot back.
Junior.
Kind of a large tail back there, or a halfback. Hands it off up the middle, and he's going to get to the 26, maybe, and he is met by the purple people eaters right there.
He was met by half the student body.
Yeah, it was like a purple habu of defense coming right at him, and he was going nowhere.
That's a heck of a size running back there. I didn't catch the number, though. Is it 12?
I think we've got 24 there, and that is going to be Jeremiah Hurta Perez, 6'1", 230.
Whew.
That's some size. We're talking Chuck Muncie.
Yeah, right.
Back to pass. Outside, it is intercepted, overthrew the receiver. At number 12, that's Luke Johnson, picked it off, and he is a junior for the Havasu Knights. He's 6'3", 190. We're looking at some size of these kids here.
That's his third of the year. He had two last week. One was spectacular, like a ballet leap to get the ball, like right on track. But that was his third interception of the year.
That one, it's good to get intercepted. That one wasn't that difficult because it was put right in his numbers.
True.
Right in the breadbasket.
You only having an off series, that's for sure. They're going to, I don't know if Mojave, do you know if they've played yet? Do they have a game under
yes.
their belt?
They won last week. And let's see here.
I think they might have played Lee Williams.
I hate it when my phone doesn't recognize my face. Okay, the snap out of the gun. We've got number 3 going up the middle. He breaks through the line, and he's going to pick up about 5 yards to the Mojave 35.
You know, speaking of your phone, that happens to me when I go to wash my hands sometimes, and the water doesn't come on because I'm invisible.
They beat Paradise Honors last week.
Oh, okay.
41-15.
Sounds like a charter school.
And we're going outside. Ooh. One man to beat, wraps him up, and drags him out at about the 12-yard line.
And Luke Johnson.
The Havasu Knights are marching down the field after that big interception to start the game off.
That's the boy that got the interception right there, Luke Johnson, number 12.
You ever get the feeling it's just going to be your night early on?
He does.
Tripp Burke, the quarterback, he takes the snap out of the gun. We've got a flag and hold everything. Looks like we've got
somebody
a legal procedure there.
You have a lot of those early in the season. Not a lot of practice time, maybe, or they're just not in sync. So it's a false start.
It's only the second game of the year.
Right.
But now we've got 1st and 15 as opposed to 1st and 10. They can get a 1st down at the 4-yard line. You were at the game last week. Does Havasu have a kid that can kick?
Oh, yeah. He was 4. He was 3 for 3 on extra point attempts.
Okay, Tripp Burke waiting for the snap from the gun. Back there with Kyle Crow at running back, and we've got another flag. And just when everything was going Havasu's way, everything's going Mojave's way, and Mojave's marching down the field. And they're not even on offense.
Sometimes it goes backwards instead
like
of forward.
Okay, we've got one way wide right. He looks left, going deep to the end zone. He scrambles out to the left around the numbers. He's going to have to squirt out of bounds.
Oh,
and that would be a late hit.
Yep.
And here comes the flag.
Wow.
It's yellow rain.
You know, even the slightest tap, if you play it, which he did not, he was hit.
And he had both feet out of bounds.
That was right. That wasn't acting. He was hit out of bounds. And, oh, yeah, he was 3-4 feet out of bounds, for sure.
And that, you hate, if you're Mojave, and you're the coach, you hate to see that, because now you just negated the two procedure penalties that they had to start this drive off.
Yeah, you got a 1st and 10 at the 14 for Havasu as well.
Trying to keep a goose egg on the scoreboard, and here you bring them in 10 more yards.
They're deep in Mojave territory right now. Referees taking their time. They are known to do this, by the way, Jim.
They
like the attention.
You know that kid out there for Havasu, number 69, Gage Smith, 6'3", 305, big dude. Off to the right. Oh, and a nice defensive play there by number 15. That's Tryson Urias. He is a linebacker, 6 foot, 200 pounds for Mojave. And that is going to bring up 2nd down, because we went back to the 1st down with the hit.
Burke had a huge hole to go to where the tight end's lane is, and he didn't take it. He was looking to throw, but that's when he got sacked.
The snap. He rolls out to the left, fires out, short pass outside, inside the 10, out at the 8-yard line. The number 14 for the Fighting Knights, that's Carter Devitt.
Right. Carter Devitt also returns kicks. He's got some wheels. This team looks a little small on the where you're talking about your position players, but they've got speed, and they have a lot going for them there. They can really hit the edge, Jim.
Okay, from the gun, one back. We've got one way out right and then wide to the right and another flag. And a little frustration being shown by number 15 for Lake Havasu. You know, body language can be, that's Cone Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shaking both hands in the air like, what? what is going on here. Well, was offsides by Mojave. That's
right.
Third down. And we're at the 3-yard line, right over the middle. Busted up. Took a while for that ball to get to the ground.
I thought it was going to get picked on the deflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked like he busted it up. Could have gotten the pick. And then the ball kind of stayed up there in the air. And then it could have been a touchdown, but it falls to the ground. We still have goose egg to goose egg here in the first quarter. 9:54 left in the red zone at the 4.5-yard line.
Yeah, we're still early in this one.
QB from the shotgun. Nobody with him. He looks to go in the middle. Quarterback draw, and he scampers right into the
untouched.
Absolutely untouched.
That was number 12, Luke Johnson.
You know, he
was. What is that, the halfback option?
He didn't have a halfback.
It was a Wildcat. It must have been the Wildcat.
And then he looked like he paused.
You know,
and it was wide open. What are you doing? And then.
You know what's nice about that score, not to be a homer or anything. I know you live in Boulder City.
I had to pull that out on me.
There it is, the kicking game.
Up and it barely gets through.
He could
have bragged on that kid. I mean, he did make it, right?
He did make it,
but it just kind of limped over the bar there.
Let's take a one-minute break.
Let's do it.
All right, we're broadcasting live from Lake Havasu High School. It's Havasu 7, Mojave nothing. 9:50 left in the first quarter, and we're back in a minute on KNTR Sports, 980 AM and KNTRSports.com.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
And here's the kickoff after the touchdown. It's deep. Here we go with more trickeration. He fakes to the left, fakes the handoff to the right. He keeps it himself. No, he hands it off, and he's got nothing but room down the sideline and about out at the 44-yard line, maybe the 46. And that is a nice return. That trickeration didn't work so well on the first kickoff.
Yeah, that was Huerta Perez again, the big boy. And he's in the backfield right now. And what are they, in the eye?
We've got the eye, but we got it from the pistol to the tailback. He bobbles the ball. He gets met in the backfield. Two men bring him down at the 47-yard line, and you can hear the Havasu fans like it.
Yeah, Havasu lights up off the line. It's crazy how they hit and got penetration right there on the offense and nailed the running back right behind the line of scrimmage for looks like about a 1-yard loss.
As they come to the line, you look at the size of the lines, and Mojave looks a whole lot bulkier.
Right.
Mojave looks a whole lot bulkier. Havasu looks a little bit taller, more of your Jack Youngblood, Fred Dreyer type kind of guy.
I knew the Rams references were coming.
Here they are. We've got an out pass out by the sideline, met by two, now three of the Purple People Eaters, and he's going to have a gain of about 1, maybe 2 yards with forward motion.
Right. You got forward progress there, but he's still got about 8 yards to the line to gain, right? Well, maybe seven. That's a generous spot, man.
It doesn't get much more generous than that.
Merry Christmas, T-Birds.
Wow, Mackel. We're going to call it second and five.
He definitely gave him an extra yard.
Oh. You can call me a homer, but that's difficult to take. You know,
you've
got to feel guilty
about
it.
That's kind of interesting. Live there, I live here.
From the shotgun. Two receivers going to the right. Outside to number one. He breaks the tackle, gets out to the 50. He looks like he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. But the way they've been marking the ball.
Yeah, we don't want to assume, right?
Yeah.
As bad as the umpires when they call Diamondbacks games.
Pedro Mirandis, 5'8", 170. and looked like he had some good speed, good acceleration, at least. So now we've got players shuffling the play in and out.
Uh-oh.
And,
uh-oh.
Now, they bring it over to the right hash. Wasn't the play to the left last time? Am I a little too hot on here? Here's the snap. Okay. Looking deep. Ducks in. Pumps second a time. And now he runs outside. He's got the first down. He gets hit low at the knees. And he crumbles at the Havasu 47.
Yeah,
that's going to be a first down.
The containment just it wasn't enough.
For the Thunderbirds.
When you put a back that size with the ball against a defensive back, he's going to win that battle every time.
Okay, Yoni ties his shoe.
Definitely have a new series.
Pistol.
This is a new series of downs here.
First and 10 with 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Three backs with Yoni. A handoff. Big tailback, number 24, cuts the outside. He's got a blocker. He's got some speed. He is headed to the end zone. It's smacked out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Right.
By tall Yates Lanky, number 12 there for the Mojave Thunderbirds. That, again, is Luke Johnson.
No, that's Jeremiah Huerta Perez. For Mojave.
Who knocked him out of bounds.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But, 6'1", 230. He is a load going down the field.
He's a beast. Man, kind of reminds me of Moses Love.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say that. I saw him play, too, his senior year.
He was a treat to watch.
Our fans will remember Kevin Shepherdson and I called that game. It was his senior year.
Okay, one back. He goes in motion behind the quarterback, Yoni. Yoni pitches it back to him. He cuts inside, gets a little traffic, and met in the backfield. That'll be little or no gain as we've got Mojave deep in the red zone, trailing 7-0 with 6:33 in the first.
Okay.
Yoni looks to the sideline for the play. Steps back to the huddle, which isn't a really organized huddle. No huddle on defense for the Knights.
At least they're not, like, dancing and moving with each other, right?
Well, there's different strategies behind how you act in the huddle. Okay, we've got an eye from the shotgun. One wide right, twins to the right. He ducks inside Yoni. He does have some speed, and he's able to squeeze about 5 yards out of that play right up the middle because his receivers were not available.
No, they weren't. They were covered very well by Havasu, and Yoni went into that A gap, and then there's two Knights right there to meet him. So he really didn't have anywhere to run. I think they know he has speed. They're respecting it.
Well, they need to.
Right.
Okay. Mojave moseys up to the line. One wide right, two wide left. One back in the backfield with Yoni. The snap. He's looking over the middle. He fires through traffic, and that is a touchdown for the Mojave Thunderbirds. That was a bullet.
That was a beautiful throw. It looked like Anthony Moses, number 2. Is that who caught the ball?
Yeah, and he was threading the needle there.
That was a beautiful throw.
Looked like it could have been intercepted, but as the ball was going through the air, it looked like the Knights were just kind of stymied.
That's just an easy post pattern and caught the ball for a touchdown.
Trying to get his number over here. Let's see how the kicker is. Well, that's number 1. That's Pedro Marantis.
Boy, this guy just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it? As the sun goes down and the view of the lake.
Looking glassy out there. Here's the snap for the extra point. We'll see if Mojave's kicker can just drill it through there. Look at that. That could have been good from about the 20-yard line, at least, I would say. And here, with 5:15 left, it's a 7-7 tie in Lake Havasu. For the Golden Shovel, we'll be right back on the KNTRSports.com network.
dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
KNTR Lake Havasu, KNTRSports.com at 980 a.m.
And I'll throw in KJJJHD4 Laughlin.
Well, thank you for throwing that in.
Yeah, well, it's very, too much to
very,
explain.
Very nice pass.
You bet.
Great view of the island from up here. Easy to get distracted with the view.
It really is up here. And let's see. Should probably tell people we've got a lot of new sponsors this year. And we'll have the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report. That's a new thing. Yeah. So you got Mojave College and formerly Mojave Community College. Formerly MCC is home to the Bighorns. By the way,
the Bighorns.
Both soccer teams are undefeated right now, going into tomorrow's play with College of Southern Nevada. Anyway, go to Mojave.edu.
Here we are with the kickoff after the T-Birds tied the game up. They don't have to notify anybody if they do an onside. Kind of walks, picks up his speed, the boot. It's a nice kick up in the air. He's going to receive this one at about the four-yard line, coming to his left. One guy to beat. He ducks inside of him. He's out to about the 27-yard line, and he's brought down there by number 14. That's Carter Devitt for the Fighting Knights, 6'2", 185.
Oh, he got a flag on the field, and it's late.
Oh.
Which usually means unsportsmanlike conduct. Hopefully there was no saliva involved.
I was check.
Right? That was the talk on Sports Talk Radio today. That's all they talked about. It was the Eagles game. Of course, we have the Chiefs and the Chargers over on the FM. From Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Delay of game?
On Mojave?
On both.
Oh, offsetting penalties?
Wait a minute.
Why was he pointing? I don't understand. Yeah? Is that a delay?
No. Well, or is a delay like
I don't
holding arms? It looked like a delay call. Unless that's unsportsmanlike.
It definitely was not a block in the back.
Okay.
Which you usually
now
see on kickoffs, right?
First and 15. Quick out throw. A nice screen set up there. Three men to block. But there wasn't a whole lot of blocking. He's going to get out to about, well, we're going to call it exactly the 26-yard line. That's going to bring up second and seven.
We're just under 5 minutes in the first quarter.
All tied up.
That was a lot of work for 1 yard, though.
Have you seen the golden shovel?
I have.
Did Mojave bring it?
Oh, they better have.
Okay, here's the snap. Out of the gun. He looks to the right. He makes a move to get around that man. He spins around and is able to fall forward. He's going to be about 1 yard short of the first down. That was some nice work there by number 10 for the Fighting Knights, who is, of course, Halo Jump.
Oh, Halo, yeah.
There's a good name.
It is a good name. You wonder if his parents were video game fans, right? Played a lot of Halo back in the day.
Okay, we've got first down. The snap outside pass, and he is tripped up, kind of does a cartwheel in the air, and is brought down at the 40-yard line.
Luke Johnson, the receiver, and turning out to be one of the budding stars of this Havasu Fighting Knights offense.
No huddle. Here come the Knights. The snap. He looks to the left, number 15. It's batted up in the air and falls out of bounds, incomplete, as the Mojave High School Thunderbirds just watch it fall to the ground.
That's because you mentioned the young bloods earlier. That's why that ball was batted. That was a sign right there. I saw, was it Jack that had the broken leg in Super Bowl 14? I was there.
You were at that game?
I was at that game when I was 15 years old. Yes.
You know, I read his book. He actually played with a broken leg in college, too.
Wow.
Amazing. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff up the middle. Little jump pass, and it drops to the ground, and it doesn't look like Number 12, Luke Johnson there, was looking for the ball.
You're probably going to laugh, but as Rams go, I liked Pat Hayden.
Well, I liked him because he was from USC.
There you go. You have family history at USC, correct? Or is it UCLA?
My house was a UCLA house. I was a little brother of the USC fan.
Okay.
It was rough. Okay, we have a punting situation. Fourth and four from the 40, their own 40. Havasu will kick it away. Nice snap. He kicks that without even taking a step. Received at the 26. He goes to the outside. That's number one, Pedro Morantis again. And he's not the tallest kid on the field, and he might be a little bit shorter after taking that shot with his head.
Well, the first person to meet him was Nick Sousa. And Sousa, I don't know if he was watching or he stood him up, but, you know, the ball carrier just ran around him and got another 5-6 yards.
It is getting dark.
It's getting cool in here, too, which is nice, but it's right on my back.
Okay.
Let there be light.
Oh. Jim Chaney and Paul Lavoie in the press box. Man. Jim Chaney found the light switch.
It wasn't Paul this time with the technical find.
Oh, what a technical find it was. Okay, we've got first down for the T-Birds from the shotgun. Nobody in the backfield. Little pass to the left. He's across the 40 to the 42. And brought down hard. The ball is out.
Oh.
And it's going to be Havasu ball if it was, in fact, a fumble. However, they're going to say he was down.
Down by contact.
He was down, and then the ball kind of squirted out of there. And there was nobody there to get it other than Fighting Knights.
Well, last week we had 5 turnovers that were grabbed by Havasu. 4 were interceptions and 2 fumble, or 1 fumble.
Second and 5 for the T-Birds. Looking to the sideline for the play. The back, number 5 for the T-Birds, Nathaniel Villarreal, has to kind of step away from the line so he can actually see what the coach is signaling out there. A late substitution coming into the game is number 22, who I don't have on my list. Here's the snap. Takes the handoff. He's going up the middle. Yoni scampering all the way. He's got the first down. He could have taken a severe shot there, but he ducked and fell down at the 50-yard line. And it'll be another first down for the Mojave High School Thunderbirds.
Yeah,
fighting for the golden shovel.
If you're the coach of the T-Birds, your heart's got to be in your throat when that happens. When Yoni goes, takes the keeper up the middle, that's just got to be brutal.
Pedro Morantis wide to the right. We're going to call it twins with number 6, Jacob Rivas. One man in the backfield with Yoni. Yoni steps back. He fires over the middle, bobbled, and he can't reel that one in. Pedro Morantis taps himself in the chest. That's my bad. And we're going to have a 2nd and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
Well, 4 more of those will call him CeeDee Lamb. So that was, I know what you mean. I heard it on the radio. I didn't see the game, but I heard CeeDee Lamb is just, he dropped a couple of, or a few, 5, I guess, really easy balls.
Okay, here come the Thunderbirds. Well, it actually looks like it's the 49. I could have sworn he was down at the 50. We've got 2nd and 10. Yoni in the backfield. He takes the snap, and here comes the locker.
It's a false start. You could hear the referee say it that time on our crowd mic. It's a false start.
And that is going to bring up a 2nd and 15. Both teams having trouble. They get it going. They get moving. And then the laundry comes out on the field.
Uh-huh.
They start moving backwards.
Under 2 minutes now, Jim.
Jeremiah heard of Perez in the backfield with Yoni. He goes way back. Now he ducks inside.
Uh-oh.
He's running, and he's got some speed. Trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He's brought down inbounds on the far sideline. Running towards his own teammates there.
Brought down by Luke Johnson. Big guy's having a game. He is having a game in just this one quarter.
They're really containing him well.
The interception, he's got a touchdown, and then, you know, making a tackle on Yoni is not easy.
Yoni sees the field
right
really well.
Very well, yeah.
Sees the seam, sees the receivers. He's capable of looking for a receiver, saying, no, looking for the run, making a move on the run, and then still being able to look back up to find another receiver.
It'll be interesting to see him at the next level because in high school right now, the game is really slowed down for him, you know? He can really see what's happening.
Okay, the snap. Yoni drops back. He's looking deep. He fires, and that is a bullet received at the 42-yard line, and number 12, I believe. No, it can't be number 12.
Luke Johnson again? That's possible, but they moved the chains.
And after all of that rigmarole and then going backwards after going forwards, all of a sudden Mojave's on the move again. This game is tied 7-7. We only have 1:16 left in the first quarter here. You know, with this artificial field, those white uniforms don't get dirty.
It's really beautiful.
And everybody's going except the center.
This field was renovated through a school bond override. That played a property tax override and a school bond, I believe it was. And they got the new football field. There's a new baseball facility. It's all revamped. And, this is one of the nicer stadiums in Arizona that we'll see. We're doing about five more games together. So we'll go over that schedule a little bit later.
Here we go. Yoni takes the snap, immediately fires it over to the left sideline. That is the west sideline over by the Mojave T-Bird team. And he is brought down after a short gain. It's going to be a second and five. Not that short of a gain.
Yeah, right.
Got to watch myself on that. Oh, looks like they're going to give him eight.
Woo-wee! Something you'd never see back in the day, Jim.
Mojave bring their own refs?
Yeah, right. Oh, I don't know. Is that the John McCormick crew or what?
Oh, my. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Love you, John.
From the shotgun, throws it out. We've got some room. He's going to be inside the 36 on the hash mark, maybe the 34. Let's see if he marks it on the 34 or the 33 of Lake Havasu. He marks it on the 34. I'm going to call that one a good mark.
There you go. Well, you know, even a blind squirrel, right?
And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. After one, it's all tied, fighting for the golden shovel. 7-7 in Lake Havasu. This is KNTRSports.com at 980 AM.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
The Golden Shovel is on the line. You are listening to KNTR Sports.com, 980 AM out of Lake Havasu City. The Golden Shovel is the prize. You've got these kids from Lake Havasu High School wearing their golden capes. I love it.
We're going to have to tell them the story behind that shovel for those who don't know.
Well, you're going to have to tell me. I just love it that it's like mining related, you know, in the community.
In a way.
Here's the snap. Mojave marching. Yoni steps back one step, and that one gets batted down at the line of scrimmage. And number 23, Ashton Gibbons, the linebacker, 6'4", 195, just kind of grabs his helmet like, oh, my, we could have had that one and put an end to this drive.
I kind of explained it in the news today in one sentence, but the Golden Shovel is one of the group of shovels that was used to break ground on Mojave High School. Later in the day, from what I understand, they broke ground at Lake Havasu High School. 1974, they took one of the shovels out and said, that's going to be our little rivalry stick. So that's where the Golden Shovel comes from.
They broke ground on the same day?
Yeah, both schools, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting little
all fact. Of those all the kids in those
fourth
communities
down,
went to
they're
Cambridge.
Going for it, 5 yards in. Here comes the laundry.
Man.
And they're going to call that a legal procedure, which I didn't see. Number six, Jacob Reavis, did go in motion. I don't think he was going forward.
Nothing makes a coach madder than that. Nothing.
Well, because you're going for it on fourth down. You're at the 35. A little too far for a field goal.
And it's not fourth and short.
And now, you know, now you could punt because you're fourth and 10, but you're going to go for it. They have some weapons, and Yoni is one of them. He takes the snap. He steps back. He's looking deep. He fires over the middle. He's got his man on a nice leaping catch. He brings down the ball. He might be shaken up on that one. He's at the 16-yard line.
Both players went down. Looks like he came down on the ball. Carter Devitt in the coverage, not getting a number on the receiver, but he's still sitting. He's not laying down, but he is sitting like the ball took the air out of him.
And now the coach is going to be right in the way of your line of sight there, so we
have
some trouble telling you who the player is.
Hey, I got the opera glasses tonight.
I haven't seen those in years.
I know.
They're the kind that fold up like a wallet.
They're perfect for your for a travel bag, like, you know, when you have a small radio bag for all the equipment. They're perfect. They don't add much weight. They're wonderful. But, yeah, I can't see who it is. But it was actually a spectacular catch when
you consider
that Devitt was in his grill the whole time. Even when he went down, came down, still had the ball.
He went up in the air and hit the ground hard. Was hurt and was able to hold on to the ball. So,
and they're inside the 20 now.
Inside the red zone. Looks like it's going to be the 17-yard line. And it is right on the 17-yard line.
It's like number six, Jacob Reavis.
Well, and he's been being used here in this game. So
right.
If he doesn't come back, that's a blow for Mojave. Boy, number 77 there for the Knights, Brendan Trejo, man. He's a big dude.
Something tells me, Jim, that artificial grass, it doesn't look like the turf at Veterans Stadium back in the day, but it doesn't look soft either, right?
No.
It doesn't look soft at all. So when he came down.
It's not a wrestling match.
Yeah, that had to be tough to land on.
First and 10 from the 17 with 11:35 in the second quarter. Yoni takes the snap from the gun. He fires over. He makes the completion, and he will be down at the 11-yard line, number 32.
Egan Perry
for the T-Birds. And all of a sudden, we've got second and 5 from the 12.
That play unfolded nicely for Mojave. Perry, I would say he was 3-4 yards open.
You know, he's got good speed.
Yeah.
When he throws the ball has good speed. But I can see Havasu jumping a couple of these passes.
Oh, sure.
Taking it for a touchdown.
He doesn't eye the field.
The snap. This time he had no fake handoff. Yoni keeps him himself, heads to the left inside the 10, and he is able to make it into the end zone. We're waiting for the signal. The line judge did not call it a touchdown. Over here.
He called him out as a 2. I don't know about that.
Nelly. He wasn't even close to out of bounds.
No, I don't think he was either.
His knee may have gone down. I was trying to see if his knee was going to touch.
I don't know. You know, it's a good time of the year for
let's look at the stick. I think he called it.
As we go into the fall season.
It's on the board. It's a touchdown.
Oh, it is.
We just didn't get a real definitive signal on that.
No, nobody held their hands up, that's for sure. There was no touchdown call.
Okay, so he wasn't called out of bounds, which is good because he was nowhere near out of bounds.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Okay, for the extra point, Mojave with the kick. This one is up, and it looks good. We've got a 14-7 ball game, 10:42 in the second quarter. This is KNGRSports.com at 980 a.m.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Alejandro Ruiz, number 5 for the Thunderbirds, about to kick it off. He has it all teed up. Thunderbirds leading at 14-7.
Pretty good game so far.
He kind of skips up there and then kicks the ball, lands about the 12-yard line. Here's the return. All the way out to the 15, making it to the 20, dragging a man along with him. Might be the 20-and-a-half-yard line, and the ball is back in the hands of the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu.
You know, I don't want to call this a critical drive or anything, but Havasu, they established dominance early. They scored first, and now they've had two scores on them, and not just two scores, but two touchdowns. They need to get the ball either through the uprights or in the end zone. I don't know if you agree or not.
Well,
momentum-wise,
that can happen, but I'm going to go back to the game we did together last year against Yuma Catholic, and the opening drive, Havasu got punched in the mouth, and they came right back and shoved it right down their throat.
Those Yuma teams, man. The Yuma Catholic is a tough squad.
And the snap, we're going to run it up the middle, and we're not going to find a whole lot, but we find something about 2 yards. Just past the hash mark on the other side. And the crowd has gotten rather quiet here. Tripp Burke, number 5, the quarterback. No huddle. One man in the backfield with him. Twins to the right. He throws out to number 10 for the Havasu. Oh, right in the hand. And Halo jump. Started to look upfield. Didn't bring the ball in and drops it. And he is kicking himself in the pants right about now, because he had some room there if he would have caught it.
Halo plays both sides of the ball, too. He's a free safety.
Here's the snap. He drops back a couple, fires the ball. He's got a good arm. It looked like he was throwing it to number 12, but it was further outside. Number 15 for the Fighting Knights. That's Keon Taylor.
Right.
He comes down with it, and that'll be a first down for the Fighting Knights. No huddle. Back out to number 10. He has broken the tackle. He's past the 50 and gets tripped up, flipping to the 47-yard line.
Halo jump. Makes
Halo
up for it.
Jump.
Nice. He moves the chains. And that was a hurry-up play. I mean, there wasn't even 2 seconds on the line, and they were snapping.
And you can hear the crowd coming back to life for the Fighting Knights. Many of the kids in their golden cage as they fight for the golden shovel from the tee. The snap. He drops back, looks left, throws it right. Halo jump. He's got the ball. He's going to scamper out to about the 42-yard line.
Kind of funny. We've got trip to jump.
Trip to jump.
Trip to jump.
Yeah. Trip to jump.
You should see it when he slides. You got to come up with something there, too. Trip with the slide,
trip
right?
The line.
At least he's not tripping into a slide.
Carter Devitt in the backfield.
We got some more.
With Tripp Burke, and did we call a timeout there?
No, we got a motion penalty.
Oh, man. We go from 2nd and 5 back to 2nd and 10 for the Fighting Knights. Backing it up. Today's game brought to you by Tide. Here's the snap. He steps back looking for a target. He's in trouble. Dodges a defender. Has more time. This is looks like brand targeting out there in purple. He's back up to the line of scrimmage. And he is brought down.
He really did.
He was. The kid can scramble.
Yeah, but he wasn't 35 yards deep.
Yeah, he didn't go. He didn't go that deep, but he did go back. And fortunately, he was able to get it all back.
I would have liked to seen. Yeah, I would for all that effort. I would have liked to seen Tripp just throw it away.
Halo jump in the slot to the left. Tripp Burke. Throws it out. No, not to Halo. Goes a little bit deeper. Well, did he catch it? No. In fact, he did throw it to Halo, but he was not able to pick it up. It was a little bit low. Got too much grass on that football as he picked it up.
I've noticed that about Tripp Burke. He's really good when he's set in the pocket. He's got a good little arm, but when he's running, a little bit accuracy issues there.
from the gun. He drops back two steps. He looks deep to the left, goes right through his hands, and hits himself in the face mask with the ball. That was number 14, Carter Devitt. And the throw is right on the money.
It was,
again.
That's a velocity, too.
And which may be part of the reason that it went right through his hands and hit him in the face mask. But you got to catch it.
Looks like a turnover on downs.
You got to keep your eye on the ball. You don't want the ball hitting your eye.
True. Very true. But that is looking it in the truest sense, right?
And that was
fourth
down.
Looking it all the way in.
And they've turned the ball over at the 50-yard
right,
line.
Right.
Rather than electing to punt.
That's very typical.
Putting Mojave deep.
That's very typical of Carl Thompson's team. Very typical. When there's a fourth down and they're on the other side of the field, for sure.
Now, this is a critical set of downs.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. You get
Mojave with the ball.
They're up
at
7.
The 45, up 7. Handoff up the middle. Met by that purple curtain, that purple Habu. And he is going to have about a 5-yard gain. The problem is, the Habu was in retreat.
Right.
They're meeting him, but they're doing it 5 yards deep.
It's a very similar situation to last week against Gila Ridge. He had Gila Ridge back at their own 20, marched 6 minutes off the clock, left Havasu 3 seconds at the end of the half.
Okay, Joe Yoni with two running backs at each side, one behind him, throws it out to number 27, fingertip catch, he reels it in, number 7 makes a spin, is able to get back beyond the line of scrimmage and weasel himself out to about the 46-yard line, and we have a first down for Mojave High School.
Yeah, the head linesman, he signaled that first down, I don't know, 5-6 seconds before the play was even called down.
Yeah, that was Jeremiah Herta Perez, 6'1", 230 pounds, running back and defensive end.
He's a
lot. That was a nice catch.
And he's returning kicks, which is dangerous because of his size.
Okay, Yoni brings him to the line. He's in the shotgun. You've got twins to the left, twins to the right. Looks to the sideline. Double checks in with coach. Here's the snap. He steps back a couple. He's looking to the right. Decides to keep it and run up the middle. He's got good wheels. Look at that. Outside the 30 into the 27-yard line before he is brought down there by number 80 for Lake Havasu. That is, of course, Blake Pohl, 5'9", 165. So when you're undersized like that against a guy with some pretty good size like Joe Yoni, you got to come in low and take him down. However, we have the Mojave Thunderbirds marching down the field again. It's 14-7 with 7:24 in the second quarter. Joe Yoni from the gun. Two wide to the right, one wide to the left. He's looking to the left. He's looking to the end zone. He fires it down to the 15, picks it inside the 10, and he's brought down inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. The receiver on that one is Alejandro Ruiz. And we have the Thunderbirds threatening with 7:17.
The run pass completed to the 9-yard line, tackled by Parker DeBatt.
First and goal for the Thunderbirds. And Havasu needs a big play. They're going to keep it in the air. He throws it outside. Was playing off of him. And that is a catch for the touchdown. And Mojave is going to go up 20-7. And you can hear the crowd. Pretty good-sized crowd for a visiting crew. Of course, it's about the closest, one of the closest home games Mojave will play.
Right.
Outside of River Valley.
Is that still a good rivalry, even though River Valley's 3A?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that.
I know River Valley had some good, had some really good success about, what, 5 years ago?
They've had some, they've got good pride down there at River Valley.
They really do.
Okay, we have a late entry for the special teams. Here's the kick. The kick is up, and it is also good. Number 1, Pedro Morantes,
right,
drilling it through the uprights. It's 21-7. We've got 7 minutes and 10 seconds left. And here's our friend Paul Lavoie.
Paul LaVoy and Jim Chaney. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I want to let you know that Fighting Knights football brought to you by, of course, Anderson Auto Group and Anderson Power Sports. Lake Havasu dealerships are Anderson Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Anderson Nissan, and Anderson Toyota. Anderson Power Sports is a factory-authorized dealer for Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and Sea-Doo. Anderson non-commissioned product specialist and state-of-the-art service departments with certified technicians makes your next vehicle purchasing decision a breeze. Check out AndersonPowerSportsHavasu.com or AndersonAuto.com for more information or to check out the vehicles online. You know, I use Anderson Toyota, so there's an endorsement right there.
You know,
that's where I bought my car. I love them. I love them. They're great to me.
Kudos to Anderson. You know, the field house has their name on it.
Oh, right.
And they're getting all this free advertising on Max Preps because they now have one of the top fields in the country, one of the best facilities in the country.
It is very nice. Is that Catalfamo still the man over there? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay.
I don't know.
All right, perfect. Well, he's been on Speak Out 2.0.
Here's Alejandro Ruiz with the kickoff for the Thunderbird. It's down to about the 12-yard line. He picks it up, comes to the 15, to the 20. He's past the 20, to the 25, maybe to the 27. And there is a scrum as they bring him down on the Mojave sideline of the field. That would be the west side of the field overlooking beautiful Lake Havasu.
So we got an update as we set up the offense and defense here. An update from the NFL. You got the Chargers 20, the Kansas City Chiefs 18.
And you know, Paul, you know you're playing a high school football game in Lake Havasu City. When you look on the sideline, there's a player, number 97.
Uh-huh.
That is Deegan Gibbon. He is not suited up. He's in his jersey.
Uh-huh.
He's got his shorts on and his flip-flops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's flip-flop Friday.
You
perfect.
You don't want to overdress for the game. Okay, here's the snap. Havasu with the ball, takes the snap, he's on the 30, he fires it out to the sideline at the 40, and it looks like that is a completion as number 15, Cone Taylor, makes the catch, and they're only going to give him a 4-yard gain.
We'll give you a Diamondbacks update in just a moment. We still have the NFL game on the FM right now, but they're going to switch to Diamondbacks in progress.
And now he ducks inside, and he slides down at the 43-yard line, we'll call it.
There's that baseball experience that Coach Thompson was talking about in the pregame. Trip Burke was a pretty good baseball player back in the day, I guess. For him, it was back in the day.
Back in the day.
Right.
Okay, no huddle.
6 years removed from Little League, right?
Oh, we've got offsides, little motion there, or is it offsides on the T-Birds?
Oh,
and it is on Mojave. That's going to give him a first down.
Yeah.
Moving the chains first with 6:04.
First down by penalty, but Havasu still finds themselves down by two scores. So you've got two touchdowns. It's 21-7 with 550 and counting on the clock.
Trip Burke coming to the sideline for the play. Tristan Andrade at number 724 back there with him. He'll take the ball up the middle. He breaks free, and he's going to gain about 9 yards, maybe 8 on that. Not the tallest guy on the field, maybe the shortest, but a nice run.
That's a Joe Morris right there, right?
Gutsy little move.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Second down, and we're going to call it 8. No huddle. Havasu still trying to take it to him. Fake handoff. He ducks inside, has to squirt outside, and he is brought down hard there by the Mojave linebacker. That is going to be number... We need your glasses there. Oh, we got a player down on the sideline.
No, we had a whistle. I'm just thinking there's a little skirmish going on.
Is down on the sideline right there in front of the Mojave bench. And Havasu needs Trevor Burke. Trip Burke, rather.
Trip. Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Looks like they're looking at his ankle.
He is down. Not a good place to be either over on the other side of the field.
All looking
and
as closely as he can to see what happened there with his binoculars.
He's slowly getting up.
your binoculars that look like they come in a cigarette case.
Hey, you know, they probably back in the day did come with, you know, Lucky Strikes or something, right?
You got the expensive ones. You got the focus knob there.
Yeah, I do. These are great when you live on the third floor, by the way. I'm just saying. They're great.
What are you saying?
You live on the third floor.
Oh, Nelly.
Just how it is.
Okay.
Some of the players taking a knee over here on the Havasu sideline.
And Trip Burks over there in enemy territory over by the Mojave sideline. Taking a while to get up. It'll be third down.
I'm not sure who the backup is, actually. It could be Coach Thompson's son. And I'm not too sure on that one. A lot of people. This place got quiet awfully fast when they found out it was Trip Burke.
The Mojave Thunderbird huddle politely staying away from the downed Havasu player over in front of their sideline.
So you've got a player here on the Havasu team. You're going to call his name a couple times. Number 71. A big, long bunch of consonants and vowels here, and it's Hawaiian. But the last name is Kalauli.
Kalauli.
Yeah, like Judge Kalauli. So I think it's Kehoe Kalauli. That's what we can call him that. So.
How about we call
him? He's still down.
Can we call him Click?
Yeah, maybe. Good time to tell you about one of our sponsors, an interesting one this year, David Rose for Arizona House. He's led our school district here in Havasu to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs, Jim.
Ah.
He also led the charge to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches. In fact, Havasu School District was the first in the nation to do that behind the RFK MAHA initiative. He's running for Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. David Rose for Arizona House District 30, conservative, proven, and fighting for us.
He is still down over there, and this is starting to take a while.
Let's see who's warming up for us. You know, Taylor Jones is actually warming up at quarterback. I had forgotten that he does play QB. And then you got number 6 playing catch with him over there, so we'll have to see who's going to be. I think it's going to be Halo Jump if they have to go to a backup. I don't know, does he have to sit out a series now? Or?
Well, it wouldn't be a series, it would be a play.
A play?
This isn't one of those.
Longer it goes, the more you get nervous about it.
He's not taking this.
They don't have Trevor Thompson listed as a quarterback either, so it would not be him. But it looks like
Jacob Rivas is listed as a wide receiver and defensive back.
Yeah, it looks like Halo's going to take over the offense for sure.
You know, Halo looks like a quarterback.
He does, doesn't he?
He really does.
He looks like a tight end. He's a big kid. But brought to you by one of our new sponsors is Perfection to Detail. Make sure your ride shines with Perfection to Detail. If it floats or rolls, they pick it up, they wash it, detail it, even ceramic coat it, and return it ready to go. Get that showroom shine every time on the island, Lake Havasu. Perfection2Detail.com. The number 2, Perfection2Detail.com. Patty Mack over there, a Fighting Knights fan, supporting the community. We appreciate it.
And they are going to walk Burke off the field. He was looking a little bit groggy.
Oh?
Were they looking like at his ankle? Because he's walking pretty good. And I would say, well, they're not going to walk him off the field. They're taking him to the training camp. So that's actually a good sign.
He's taking the helmet off right now. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that and see what's happening. But it could be that maybe he was brought down pretty hard and kind of saw some stars.
Well, it looks like we're going with the little guy. No, it is Halo Burke at the quarterback.
Halo Jump.
He's going to roll to the right. He's looking downfield. First play is a pass, and it is reeled in.
No, it went out of bounds.
It went out of bounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a tough angle to see. Yeah, incomplete
Luke
pass.
Luke Johnson couldn't reel it in.
There's going to be some timing here.
Well, it's pretty gutsy. You know, often you put a quarterback in and you do a run or a very short little pass. That was kind of a medium pass, so that was gutsy. Still going no huddle with a backup quarterback. Of course, Halo knows the offense. He's a big part of it as a receiver. And this is going to bring up fourth down and about six from the 49 of Mojave. And they're going to punt it away, and it's Halo with the punt.
Yeah, he's to do Halo. Everything right now.
He is. Hits the ground about the 10 to the side.
A generous bounce.
Bouncing Ooh. And rolling inside of the 7-5 yard line, maybe the 5.5 yard line. So, starting quarterback gets hurt. Halo has to jump in to play quarterback. Then he punts,
oh, nice.
And it's a nice punt down.
Wow.
And pinning Mojave deep.
You really went there. Halo has to jump in there. Nice. Nicely done.
I didn't mean to.
It's up to you if you want to take a 30-second break or
Let's
not.
Let's do it.
All right. Broadcasting from Lee Barnes Stadium, KNTRSports.com, and KNTR Sports 980 AM. We'll be right back.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying flaws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
Back. Joe Yoni steps to the outside, almost brought down for a safety. This pass is intercepted, and he is right into the
Whoa.
End zone. And here come the Mighty Knights.
On the two? Looks like they're on the 2-yard line. Wow, this is just pretty wild.
He was in.
There we go.
It's a 13-21 ball game. We're going for the extra point.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he intercepted it, went right into the end zone. So just like that, we've got Havasu. You know what did it, Paul? With the fans, it's pretty full
they
here.
Were doing the wave.
They were doing the wave from one side of the field. And
right.
just like that, the electricity,
right.
like a bolt of lightning, went out and charged this Fighting Knights team. And all of a sudden, it's 21-13. Are they going to go for two?
Ooh, man, I don't know if I would do that.
Is Halo the field goal kicker, too? He's the punter.
I don't know.
Looks like we've got some confusion here, and if we don't do something, we're going to have a
the kicker's not.
Penalty.
Let's just
so
say
we're calling timeout.
The kicker's not hurt. We'll take a 1-minute break.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you're listening to KNTR Sports AM and 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. Paul Lavoie with Jim Chaney. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
It's time for the extra point. They're going to go for two. We've got Luke Johnson at quarterback. He takes the snap. Looks like he's going to run up the middle, throws it out to the right side. And that is good for two on a pass to the outside to number three for the Mighty Knights. That is Kyle Crow with the touchdown.
Very, very well.
It wasn't
executed.
A touchdown. It was an extra point.
The 2 points. 2-point conversion, right?
And
that was a touchdown. We thought we called it. They called it off the fumble or the interception, but they did not.
Well, what the heck?
The scoreboard's wrong.
Well, it was wrong. And that kick,
they had
is
already
no good.
Okay, we're gonna.
But there's whistles, and it looks like that kick didn't count.
We got to explain this because we were going by the scoreboard.
Well, and the way I saw it, he intercepted it and took it in. It was a touchdown, Havasu.
And it went from 21-7 to 21-13.
On the board.
And the scoreboard never changed, so we thought it was a touchdown. Okay, looks like they're going to get another shot.
Well, they're going to back him up 5 yards.
All right.
A little bit more of a challenging kick here. number 25, with the hold for the Knights. The kick is up. It's low, but it's good.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Okay. Am I losing it?
You could be. You're a couple years older than I am, so.
Yeah.
But the L.A. smog, yeah.
It went over the crossbar.
It appeared to, yes. Yes.
I
certainly did.
I don't see a Coach Freeman. Well, let's look over there. On the,
you know, they're right there. We're up here, so it's hard to say.
Oh, Nelly.
Hey, don't forget Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet serving the tri-state area with a solid commitment to their customers to provide quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to Bradley Auto Group, your friends and neighbors serving our community for over 29 years. That's BradleyFord.com or BradleyChevrolet.com. Boy, they made those easy. Why didn't I buy those as far as domain names go? All right, so we've got a, let's say, 8-point lead by Mojave.
What do we have, Paul?
Mojave has an 8-point lead.
So Havasu, they get another touchdown. They're going to need to go for two. A little confusion on who's in for this kickoff. Almost looks like they have too many guys. One, two, three, four, five.
I'm trying to decide if I had more time to read another one.
There's a kick, a bit of a pooch. He'll take it at the 20 and call a fair catch. And we have more laundry on the field.
Oh, my. Yeah, there must have been 20 penalty calls in the first half alone last week.
That particular...
It's brutal.
That official is having trouble keeping the flag in his pocket. It keeps landing on the ground.
That's it. So from Chase Field, you've got a early... Ooh, they just put... Looks like three more runs on the board. Diamondbacks 5, Red Sox 1 in the middle of the fourth. So D-backs taking it to the Red Sox. Who, Red Sox are playing 15 games over 500, Jim. That's pretty good for baseball.
Well, my Halos are trailing.
Well, the tough part about being an Angels fan is you lost Ohtani.
So, I know her. Oh. And we have number one trying to make some headway, and he is thrown backwards.
Right. Number one for Mojave, Pedro Morentes. Oh, sorry. We got some company here in the press box. Yeah, being an Angels fan has got to be tough when you lose. At least you didn't lose Mike Trout. But he's like, year 17 or whatever.
Half the season, you know.
He's like year 17 or whatever. Is there a year he hasn't been hurt?
I think so. Yeah, a couple.
When he was
early
rookie.
On.
When he was
on,
a rookie. Yeah. Yeah, Angels baseball, that's a tough one. And you have a lot of Angels fans in the Valley, too.
There's a lot of transplants.
Because of the Cactus League.
Okay, we've got first and 10. Mojave with the ball. They're leading 21-13. The snap, he's wide open in the middle of the field. He receives it, is able to dodge around the defender and sneak up to the 28-yard line.
Looks like Gomez, the receiver, and it's going to be bring up, a second and 5. About 4 minutes left until halftime. You'll get to see
trying to get a score here on River Valley at Shadow Mountain, but I don't see that they actually reported a score. So
Yoni's still in the shotgun.
Got a little company back there in the backfield. He steps back. He looks to the right, looks to the left. Whoa, the blitz. He dodges that. Bubbles the ball towards the end zone. It's on the ground. Yoni gets back to it first. He jumps on it at the 1 yard line, slides into the end zone. They're going to mark him down at the 1, maybe 2 yard line. Or, you know, who knows? Maybe the 3.
That ball wasn't punched. It was more, I don't know what happened or how it got out, but it squirted out.
Slung out of there like
10 yards. Yeah, exactly.
He really threw it backwards. So now,
Havasu driving.
You know,
oh, my goodness.
Ball with the missed extra point.
Yeah.
A safety here for Havasu would be key.
Oh, I know.
Now you get that extra point back.
I've seen third and forever, but this looks like third and eternity.
This is going to be third and...
35.
35?
Yeah, on the scoreboard. Third and 35. Mojave and a deep.
I don't think... Well, they only need to get to the 33 for the first down. He drops back with a pass. It's received at the 8. He gets outside, breaks one tackle, and is spun around, thrown back around the 12.
He got 10 back. But Havasu's just playing containment. They were just covered on that.
See, the first down out there at the 34.
Yeah.
The 33.
So 33 yard line. Yeah. Right.
Couldn't possibly be a 35.
Yeah, I don't know why it says. That, yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Havasu, excuse me. Mojave is going to punt this one away. Golden shovel on the line. For two schools who broke ground on the same day.
That's it. 1974. I'm going to get the date on that. You got to find out. I think it was in the paper, one of the papers, the MojaveDailyNews.com or HavasuNews.com. I can't remember where I saw it. Well, Mojave has the golden shovel for 2 years now. Yoni in his sophomore year got it, and then they kept it in his junior year. So, and Moses Love was a big part of that too. Obviously, that boy was a stud right there. So still Diamondbacks 5-1. We got football over on the FM, the Chiefs and the Chargers. And right now, almost two minutes left in the game, 2:21. You've got Chargers 27, Chiefs 21.
Yeah, I was listening on the way down here, and they were taking it to them.
Yeah, they were.
In Brazil.
We got, what is it?
They're playing in
Brazil.
What's
the name? Who's the quarterback? Herbert?
Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert. Houston. Having a good day, having a good night, whatever it is down in Brazil. I hear the NFL players do not like to play down there because of the potential for violence in the streets. They can't wander outside of the hotel.
I don't know if...
They get cooped up.
Of course, everybody wants to know if Taylor Swift went.
Right.
So now we're going to get this punt. Fourth, and I'm going to call it 18. Scoreboard calls it 15.
Of course.
We are not getting along with the scoreboard tonight. Okay, here's the snap. Takes a couple of steps to his right, kicks it towards the Mojave sideline. It bounces at the 40 to the 43 and just kind of drops dead right there. And that's where Havasu is going to take over. We've got 1:46 left in the first half. It's 21-13 Mojave.
Bradley Ford is driven by excellence, and we're dedicated to you. Hey, this is Robert Patch, General Manager of Bradley Ford. We offer a wide selection of new and used quality vehicles, including popular models like the Ford F-150, Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and Mustang. And now we have more to choose from than ever before. Our highly trained service providers at Bradley Ford believe in building lasting relationships with their customers. See us in person or visit BradleyFord.com.
Bradley Ford.
He steps outside, fires it wide, and we're going to have second and 10 for the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu with 1:40 now left in the first half. Halo jump in for quarterback. At quarterback, I didn't see. I wasn't keeping track of our starter over on the training bench where they took up a few. See him on the sideline. We've got second and 10. Halo jump, the quarterback now. Formerly the receiver, and more laundry on the field. Did you feel the thunder from these metal stands as the student body pounds their feet? Gotta love high school football. Support your local high school sports by getting out to the game. Some of the greatest and inexpensive entertainment you can have on a Friday night under the lights. This time in Lake Havasu, the Fighting Knights taking on the Thunderbirds of Mojave. This Colorado River battle for the golden shovel. Halo jump from the shotgun. He's got one man keeping him company back there. Takes a step back or two. Now he goes to the right. Throws it deep. He's wide open. It's just a little bit too long off of the fingertips of number 14, Carter Devitt. And that, if that pass would have been 3 inches shorter, that was a touchdown.
Coach Thompson saying, why didn't I give him more reps? Why didn't I give him more reps? The quarterback, Halo jump. Just overthrown by maybe his fingertips.
They were going for the kill on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they had the kill.
Well, they're in the 2-minute drill right now, so you had a minute 48 on the clock.
But they've been playing hurry up all game.
Yeah, they have. They have. And they do that to wear out the opposing team so they don't have a chance to rest.
Third and 6. That's a backwards pass. He looks downfield, and that one is caught
by number 14. He's inside the 23. We have a first down.
Carter Devitt.
Lake Havasu. Nice grab by Carter Devitt. You know, you got the starting quarterback out. He throws the reverse pass. That was about a 15-yard, 20-yard reverse pass.
Yeah.
He steps back. So really, it's almost like the third-string quarterback making a nice – the trickeration is working.
He got met as he threw the ball, too. That was not an easy pass to complete.
Had to keep his wits about him.
No doubt.
It's going to be first and 10 from the 29-yard line.
And Fighting Knights. Fighting Knights, probably our oldest sponsor, if I'm not mistaken. I might be corrected here, but Havasu Pest Control. I actually know that jingle by heart. They've been a football sponsor for so long, serving the area since 1972. That's when the Suns were out here practicing. You know that, right?
They used to practice in Havasu?
The Dick Van Arsdale Suns, yes.
I recall, yes.
Right. Professional pest and weed control. Is that you or me?
That was my phone. I was looking for a score.
From one-time applications to monthly maintenance and specialty services like bed bugs, pigeon control, wildlife, and more, Havasu Pest Control. It's HavasuPestControl.com. It says if something's bugging you, I'll Havasu Pest Control. Well, okay, I have bees. Have I told you? You are air conditioning challenged. I have bees.
You have bees?
In my air conditioning, yes.
Okay, so we're back to the game here. It's first and 10. Halo jump with a pass to the outside of the sideline. Did he hold on to it? He did.
Got a foot in, too.
Oh, he says he's got one foot in, and that's going to bring it down to the one. You know, Paul, you were telling me how tough those Yuma teams were.
Yes.
Earlier this score I was checking on, old cousin Wally Grant, the coach of Valley
Your
over
cousin.
In Goliath.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my cousin. They're playing Yuma, and they're up 22-0.
Wow. The Yuma Criminals? Nice. That's their team name.
Their team name, yes.
Right.
Okay, out pass to the left. He breaks for some open ground, dodges one, and he is brought down at about the 2-yard line.
Plenty of time.
And we have exactly 1 minute in the first half with the possibility for Lake Havasu to tie this game up. Golden shovel on the line. Kids in their golden case. They want the shovel. They need the shovel. It's about pride. It's about the Colorado River Valley.
Did he find a lane on that or what?
He had good speed.
Yes. I didn't see who the ball carrier was, though.
Halo jumped. Doing a good job filling in at quarterback.
Right. He's doing a great job. And a referee's now deciding to have a bagel over there on the 15-yard line. Oh, no. They're just having a short conference.
Wait a minute.
Just
I didn't
a short
see
conference.
Any laundry on the field. Now,
holding
call.
Where's the flag?
I see no flag. Oh, it's way over there by the marker.
That's how he must have gotten free with that hold.
Well, the play was alleged right over there.
You know, I could call holding on almost every play. The fans are just not happy with that.
They are not liking it.
I don't think anyone's going to get a pizza party after this as far as the referee crew goes. Man, the officials, I don't know about that one.
Little rough. And that's a game changer.
They could have picked that up.
The clock is running again with 52.
They do pick up.
Well, then he would have some explaining.
But they do pick it up in high school, right?
From the gun. Here's Halo jump. He throws it this side. Number 14, and again, took his eye off the ball. Carter Devitt.
Yeah.
It was right in his hands. It was above his head, but not way over his head. And from our angle, it's right here in front of us. You can see just before the ball got there, his head turned to the right, looking upfield. Got a little excited to get the Knights right back down there in scoring position.
That reminds me of a trip I've made recently where I packed the suitcase and I went to grab it and it wasn't zipped yet and everything fell out.
Yes.
Same kind of play.
That's exactly what it was. Halo jump waiting to snap. He's got one man in the backfield with him. He looks to the left. He starts to go forward. And for a kid that can run, he didn't run much on that one. And he goes down on his knee. And that is going to bring up fourth down with 28 seconds. The clock is ticking. Halo jump, looking to the sideline, hands on his hips.
Yep.
Coach, give me
there
the play.
It is. Clock is going now.
Tristan Andrade out there next to him. Way out wide. We've got number 14, Carter Devitt.
They're going to have time for one play. I don't know if they realize the clock's ticking, but it's at 5 seconds.
Throw 5 seconds. And now,
guys, what are you doing?
Take a timeout. You got to do something.
That's it. They let the clock run out. Wow. Even Kyle Crow's going, what is going on? Okay, hang on.
Minute.
We've got something happening. Someone was trying to call timeout, I think. Coach Thompson's got his players on the sideline. Is that a time?
You know, okay, now
I don't understand.
Okay.
Each team had three timeouts.
We got 20 minutes on the time clock. Okay, now
yeah.
We're back. They're going to put 1 second on the clock. 21 to 13.
Okay. Timeout.
1 second left in the first half.
Right.
But now, if you got a first, well, this is it, right? You could have gotten a first down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go for the whole enchilada. Be no quick out plays. They just let all that time.
That's it.
Run off the clock. And Mojave gets to take a deep breath.
Right.
Lots of penalties in this game.
Looks like you got a final. The Chiefs went down. 27-21 Chargers.
Well, I hope Taylor's okay.
Tay-Tay.
He's okay.
Concerned, huh?
Last play of the first half, unless there's a penalty. Halo jump with the snap. He drops back one. He's looking deep. He scrambles to his right. Throws it over the middle. That is caught, and he throws it.
At it. Track record-wise, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But it is part of the spin of when you trade a player like Micah Parsons. And again, you can debate the generational aspect of it. I don't know why we got so weird about that this week. That now we either call guys that or we don't. But he is one of the best defensive players in the league right now. Flaws you may find or not. And you traded him for a couple of first-round picks, which are going to be in the 20s. Maybe 30s. There's not going to be a way for Dallas to do what Dallas did in the NBA and, you know, accidentally get the number one pick. That's not happening here. You also needed Kenny Clark to be involved in the deal. And Kenny Clark's a good guy to have to stop the run, but they didn't do that yesterday. They didn't do that enough yesterday. Now they contained Saquon and they contained, you know, Dylan. But they did give up big runs to, I mean, the thing is they gave up big runs. So Shipley had 26 yards, he had three carries. Okay, one for 20 and then two for six. A.J. Dillon had three carries, 10 yards. One of those carries was for nine. Saquon, they contained Saquon. I think. I scored and he had 60 yards, but it's not Saquon that beat him last night. It was Jalen Hurts. So I get it. Look, I get it. I would, if I was a Cowboys fan too, I would want to say, oh, well, everything's fine. This is better for us. And long term, maybe it will be. And Tony will talk in a couple weeks, couple months.
Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Okay, go for it. Welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium here at Lake Havasu High School in beautiful Lake Havasu City, Arizona. We have the golden shovel tonight. It is halftime. The Mojave Thunderbirds of Bullhead City are leading this one 21-13. We've got 16 minutes until we kick back off. We have the Band of Knights on the field. They've got a drum set, the big bass band, and, of course, the band is on the field now. It's been a good first half. The starting quarterback for Lake Havasu has gone down. Receiver Halo Jump has had to come in and be the quarterback.
Done a great job.
Doing a very good job. One of the biggest participants in the game has been the referees.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, and that happens at the beginning of the season. You have a lot of rustiness, if you will.
Well, right? Clearly not. They were able to get the flag out of their pocket.
And a lot of trickeration.
And a lot of trickeration going on out there on both sides. Now, right. The very first play with the trickeration was Mojave on that opening kickoff, and it didn't work. The double handoff.
Right.
On the next kickoff, it did work, and it worked good. So it's been a good, tight game so far. And, you know, I couldn't help but back to this Yuma game.
Are you checking the scores?
Well, it's 22-0.
That's against your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're winning.
Oh,
Life is winning.
Life is beating Yuma? Wow.
Criminals. The criminals.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
I was once given one of their T-shirts. I love the fact that they stuck to their guns and remained the criminals. Now,
well, there's a legendary teacher down here, or former principal, Mr. Rooney. And the funny part is, Mr. Rooney graduated from Yuma.
And he's a criminal.
And he was a Havasu. Yeah, he's a criminal, but he's in Havasu.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So there's a little insight, and I did graduate from the University of Iowa. Now,
that
the quarterback for Iowa played for La Jolla. Well, Palo Verde Valley Blythe played La Jolla, I think it was the CIF championship or the semifinals.
Yeah.
I was at the game, and that quarterback for La Jolla was very, very good. And I got chatting with my cousin, and if anybody saw the Iowa game this last week, not that everybody wanted to watch them play Albany, like you're going to be interested in that, unless you're one of the 10 kids that went to Albany. Or,
yeah, but Iowa football fans are very faithful
and they're
somewhat
watch.
Rabid, too.
So I had to do my other side gig at the raceway, Mojave Valley Raceway.
Oh, good.
Cameraman stuff up there. But anyway.
Is Kurt Williams still there?
Cousin, no.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So my cousin said, yeah, but that quarterback for La Jolla was out in the championship game, the guy that's now the Iowa quarterback. Well, the problem in the first half, the Iowa quarterback could not complete the simplest of passes.
Oh, wow.
And this is very rare that Coach Ferentz came out and bragged on his quarterback going into the season. He never bragged. He bragged about this guy, La Jolla, South Dakota, I believe, or was it North Dakota?
Okay.
Anyway, but I asked Cousin Wally, did you see, you know, scouting tape on this kid, because turns out they didn't play against him.
He said, are we coming in for a landing here?
And he says, yeah, as I recall, he really had a great gun. And watching him, I thought that if he would have played, we wouldn't have won that game.
Ah.
It was a very exciting game. So in high school, the kid could pass.
So
we're going to be up against it against Iowa State tomorrow, and it doesn't look good. If he can't figure out how to pass like he did,
Cyclones are better than the Hawkeyes this year?
It's the Hawks. They're rated, I think they're 17, and we're not.
You're not. Not in the top 25, huh?
After the performance last week, we're not.
Right.
Actually, got a good. The line looks good, but, you know, you're playing Albany.
Yeah, but the Big Ten Conference is a tough conference now. It might be better than the SEC.
Now, Iowa State was in the Big 12 championship
last
year.
Against?
ASU.
That's right.
Now, everybody's up on ASU.
No, they are.
I've always liked ASU.
I like Kenny Dillingham. I like him much better than their former coach, former NFL coach. And I can't remember his name.
I can see him.
Herb something. Anyway. Let's go over the schedule, this year's schedule.
Yeah, tell us what we're doing.
Well, next week, we are not doing. I'm going to be at the county fair on Saturday night, it looks like, on a headlining note. And
with your band.
Yeah, but this is Friday night. The Fighting Knights are at home against Lee Williams of Kingland. That'll be an interesting. Lee Williams always plays Havasu tough. And it'll be Steve Greeley and Bill Beckman on that game. And, again, that's a 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday, and then Jim and I will do a trio of games on the road. Gee, I wonder how we got those assignments, right?
We get to see Arizona,
Alhambra High School of Phoenix, COFA of Yuma, I think it's the COFA Kings, if I remember right, and Buckeye Union, of course, in Buckeye. And that's on the 3rd of October. So you got the 19th, the 26th, and October 3rd, and then Steve and Bill will, I believe, will get the Deer Valley game in Phoenix. Also, the Yonker High School game, and that is on October 17th. And then you and I are going to finish the season.
At Summerson?
The poor listeners. It'll be the 24th, Estrella Foothill will be in West Phoenix. And then, yes, we'll finish here. It'll be senior night here in Havasu against Summerton. And that's on Halloween night.
You know, I look forward to the Buckeye game. Buckeye used to be the Buckeye Hawks.
Yes, they still are.
They're still the Hawks.
There's two Hawks in this conference.
But they had
Gila Ridge, too.
They were basically Ohio State uniforms.
Oh, okay.
Because they're Buckeye.
Right.
But they're the Hawks.
Makes sense.
So they had the Iowa Tiger Hawk on their helmet, but this new coach came in. That he wanted to change the culture and change the uniforms, and now they don't have.
It's
ironic that somebody would do that because the reason the Tiger Hawk became in existence is Hayden Fry wanted to change the culture.
Well, at least he didn't say the Chicken Hawks, right? Like Foghorn Leghorn, that little guy is like, you know, I'm a Chicken Hawk. And then Foghorn Leghorn said, "Boy, you're like school in August, no class." Let's take a break, Jeff. Go ahead and take it out for us.
Okay. Friends, you are listening to us here on KNTRSports.com. That's 980 AM.
I said, boy, we're going to break.
Y'all, Chicken Hawk.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Ken Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Oh, my Lori, do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait, that has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love.
and a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. NewAmorePieAndMore.com.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu,
the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
This just in what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
It's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans them up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street, Havasu.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.